Again, thanks again for the opportunity to speak this afternoon. For those who don't know what Quenos is, Quenos is a manufacturer of polyethylene plastic. We make the base material and it goes into a range of products that range from glad wrap, wheelie bins, milk bottles. It's a very versatile plastic. We've got operations in Sydney and Melbourne. We employ about 800 people directly and about 3,000 indirectly. The name Quenos means absolutely nothing. It's a computer-generated name, but I tell people the company was named after the Greek goddess of plastics. We're also owned by a state-owned Chinese company, and so you're looking at a Chinese public servant standing up here. I'm not going to debate David's modelling. I think there's already a lot of people who have made comment on the assumptions and the accuracy of long-term forecasting. All I know is that immediately as the scheme is introduced, the interpretation of the Green Paper for us is that we have $30 million worth of costs as soon as the scheme starts. I thought the most graphic description of the magnitude and the difficulty of long-term modelling was by Chris Yulman on the Insiders program a couple of Sundays ago, where he described long-term modelling as like playing snooker on a snooker table a mile long and starting the white ball down the table to hit a red ball a mile away. And that was hard enough, but trying to put it into a pocket was even more difficult. So I think that's the sort of problem that David faced trying to make projections out that far. From where I stand, I'm not arguing on the modelling, I'm not arguing on the science. I think both sides of the political landscape in Australia are committed to a scheme of some sort at some time. And I think the best approach is to get the design right and give ourselves the time to ensure that it's right and we don't give our trading, I was going to say partners, but competitors, a free kick on us. Minister Wong has heard a variety of views on the types of industry that Quenos is. That's emission-intensive trade-exposed industries since the launch of the Green Paper. We're one of the industries that cannot pass the costs on. We have to absorb them because we compete directly with materials coming in from the Middle East and Southeast Asia. And although David mentioned that there was an assumption about a lot of developed countries having schemes, I don't think these countries are racing towards one. The Minister has listened, and I think she understands some of the issues of our particular industry segment, and we would like to see that reflected in the White Paper in December. The scheme creates many complex issues in applying transitional support, but all Quenos is asking is not a free kick, but a fair kick. On the timing of the scheme, I understand the desire to keep the government's election promise. Certainly over the last 2 months, the world has changed. And I just wonder whether we can change a bit with it and look at how the scheme can be introduced in a period where the country is going to be facing a lot of economic hardship. Maybe Copenhagen in 2009 will give an insight into where the rest of the world's coming from. From our point of view, we need to stop carbon leakage. Carbon leakage is a term used in the Green Paper for what I think is the equivalent of job leakage offshore. The last thing we want to see is high-paid jobs going offshore, but we also want to see a scheme come in that gives us a chance to make the improvements in the environment. And that's all I've got to say. Thank you.